the American dream. To his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By ADT Security. More than just a line in the sand. By VSP. For more information on how VSP can help you with your corrective vision needs, visit their website at VSP.com. And by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at Farmers.com.
This is The National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
So, Jerry, you know, every day you see, it seems like something else tragic happens, you know, and you tend to, in the news cycle, everything goes so fast. And then there's some other tragedy that replaces that.
Yeah, you know, and it's that's the trend, and it's too bad.
It's horrible, and especially when it happens when something involves veterans. And last year we had Jennifer Brewster. She's the CEO and president of the Tug McGraw Foundation, and just had a great interview with Jennifer.
Yep.
They do some great work there, and they have the home in the veterans home in Yountville, California. Right in the wine country,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And Jennifer is on here. Jennifer, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Listen, this is horrible news. This is, two or three weeks ago this happened. There was a shooting at the veterans home there where the Tug McGraw Foundation is housed. Were you there at the time, Jennifer?
Yeah. It happened a little over a week ago. Our office was in Pathway for 3 years, and we moved out into our own space a couple years back. And I was there on Friday, and my window faces directly across from the Pathway building. So it was a lot of emotion watching this whole thing go down and, really not knowing what was happening. A couple weeks ago, you're reading about Florida and you're thinking,
right,
you know, how does somebody, you know, thinking of those students, but I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would have somebody come through the door and say, get down, active shooter.
Oh, wow.
And then looking out the window and watching what seemed to be an impressive amount of law enforcement, of vehicles of every size and just extremely quiet and doing it. It was surreal.
And one thing, unfortunately, all these shootings, there is a common denominator that all the victims are innocent, are just innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
In Yountville, for example, three women who were dedicating their lives to helping veterans, and, you know, their lives are snuffed out for no reason.
Well, yeah, and I knew Christine, and I knew Jennifer. I didn't know Jennifer Gonzalez very well, but I knew the other Jennifer. It goes to behavioral health, and, we're all still sitting here trying to make rhyme and reason out of it as to why and, specifically them, right? It goes back to, I think, the stigma, too, that it's hard when it's your own, right, when it's a veteran, and a veteran that was part of the program over there. but I think we need to get better at identifying the needed resources and knowing, when to react on them. So it's been a real, like I said, the community, the veterans' home here has been really, impacted by this tragedy.
Well, can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah.
The issue of stigma This is a complex problem, I think.
Right, sure.
First of all, of course, the headline is it's a veteran.
Sure.
Okay.
Always.
And that's been the case for years and years and years. You know, and I've always said, and Randy, I'm sorry, you've heard me say this a million times, that shouldn't be the headline because a person's a veteran. Military service, and I challenge people on this all the time. Military service isn't necessarily responsible for somebody's behavior or some things they do. It's an easy out.
Sure.
It's an easy excuse.
Right.
The military made me do it. And I'm this PTSD or post-traumatic stress, you know, I still call it PTSD.
Yeah.
This is a term now, I think, and I don't want it to, don't get me wrong, I don't want to take anything away from anyone.
Right.
I understand because I've been there. Combat is will do things to you. However, there are people who aren't necessarily suffering from PTSD. You know, they might blame it on that, but what if a person is sociopathic or is schizophrenic?
Right.
So where's the line there, and why is it always blamed on PTSD?
Well, I heard an I'm in agreement with that. You know, I heard an interesting one of the therapists talking a couple years back in regards to, you know, post-traumatic stress with the military, and that therapist often said 90% of the time the PTSD is not a result of military combat. It's from a different lens in their life. And I think as, you know, we learn more about you know, the shooter, you know, I think, you know, things will reveal that, you know, he was trained, obviously, by military. But I think, you know, it sounds like there was a lot of issues prior to that. And it goes back to behavioral health and identifying, you know, those risk factors early on and being able to head those off. And I agree with you. I think it's interesting here at the home, we have 800 vets, and you know, to kind of see their reaction after this happened, you know, because Pathway is a nonprofit that sits on this property. It's not part of the CalVet state system. Mm-hmm. Was a lot of the veterans were very concerned about that type of behavior. And I was kind of saddened to learn that, you know, there was an association with Today's Warrior like that, especially you know, being a Vietnam vet yourself, I didn't expect that, you know. And when I asked what the statistics were at the home here, it was about 70% non-combat veterans that are here versus 30. And it was the other ones that were saying we can't turn down vets from coming in here to this home. So it was an interesting thing to watch after this. And I think it's education, how we get past that stigma. And clearly, and once the conversation was being had with the individuals, you can clearly see that they were changing their mind and understanding better. So I think it comes down to education.
Hey, Jennifer, we're talking to Jennifer Brewster, the CEO and president of the Tug McGraw Foundation. Horrible shooting last week there at the veterans' home. And I know how passionate you are, Jennifer, about these veterans that are there. After you got past the initial shock of this situation, I'm sure your mind went immediately, how did this impact our veterans, and did that take them back a step in terms of their recovery and rehabilitation, right?
Correct. Yes, I do think that it does set the veterans back a little bit here. And we had, you know, interesting, I asked the administrator yesterday, you know, are you seeing, you know, a difference in personalities or any uprises of anything? And yes, you know, emotions are raw, but the home, what was really great is Vet Center came out and brought their mobile unit out to speak with the veterans on grounds, and they have been really using that for the last couple days I tell you what, the dogs came out in full force, too. We had dog therapy galore out here.
Wow. Yeah.
But it was really great to see how CalVet implemented and using some of, like I said, the vet center and seeing the mobile unit come out. And at first, you know, it was kind of like Munchkin Land, you know, bum, bum, bum. You know, they wanted to see what that mobile unit was.
Right.
They didn't kind of want to step into it. And then probably by the third, fourth day, they were getting people in there. And I think it's, you know, again, it speaks to, you know, having services on ground. And we don't have a strong behavioral health integrated program here for the 800 vets. The psychiatrist job's been open for 3 years here.
Oh, wow.
So
really?
I think that's going to be one. Anybody that wants to become a psychiatrist,
yeah.
A psychiatrist wants to come and live in the Napa Valley.
Right.
You know,
I see. I would think that would be it. That would be an easy,
yeah.
easy thing
well,
to attract somebody. You know,
but you know, it's not big bucks.
Yeah, and that's a big deficit in healthcare here. Is we need more psychiatrists. I think the numbers like to bridge the gap is something like 27,000 to come up to par. So you know, it's very critical to start integrating behavioral health. I think here because. In this home, I think, go ahead.
Nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide.
Yeah,
nationwide,
sure.
Nationwide. Right. And we're sorely lacking nationwide. Yeah. Well, the fact is there's a shortage of qualified people to take on this task, and it's a monumental task.
Yeah, it is. And, I think it's, you know, how do we, you know, encourage and inspire the next generation to really get involved in behavioral health. And I think, you know, the conversation is, you know, on the table now. And, you know, I think the home's ready. We're ready to get back to some normalcy, but also be able to really, you know, bring, you know, behavioral health to the table here at the home and get an integrated program that could be here for these other 800 plus vets. So,
Jennifer, I want to take a break, and if we can kind of turn the table here and come back and talk about what the mission of the Tug McGraw Foundation is and what you guys are doing. We're talking to Jennifer Brewster, CEO and president of the Tug McGraw Foundation. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Not just something you can see or touch. Home is a feeling. It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there, whether it's at your house or your business. We help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home.
You are loved.
Wherever you are.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GBW are based on Ford segmentation.
We're standing guard with the truth, the National Defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Jennifer Brewster is with us, CEO and president of the Tug McGraw Foundation. Okay, Jennifer, let's talk about the mission. And, of course, the mission continues, and it's something that you guys have been dedicated to for a long time.
And how?
Yeah, we started out, as you all know, I was Tug caregiver and quality of life for brain tumor patients and caregivers. We really tried to hone in on fatigue, short-term memory loss, and job reentry and living the new normal, and caregiver burnout. And if you look at those four things and apply them to TBI and PTS, you know, it made sense. And Tug being a Marine, you know, and knowing the issues that military was facing, and cancer. I mean, it was just now the research paper. We always knew that PTS back in the day, in about 2006-7, we're having post-trauma as caregivers and as individuals experiencing, you know, illness, that trauma can be very much part of it. And I believe the first, I think it came out 2 years ago, the first research paper linking post-trauma stress to cancer and illness and caregivers. So hence we expanded the program, and we're on the property and where Tug played baseball, the Veterans Home. So we have our hands-on programs here that we do. We have the mixed nuts, trying to get back to some normal.
Love the mixed nuts. The softball team, the mixed nuts.
They range in age from 64 to 94, and they've got, you know, I told you, we've got a blind umpire, and you know, to get back to some normalcy, you know, we had our first practice last week, and the new manager from the Phillies gave them a big shout out and welcome to get their season started.
Great.
So they, you know, they're feeling a little nervous now that they think, you know, the big leagues may want to recruit them.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
Well, the blind ump may fit right in.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're all excited. And then our friends at Team Depot and Home Depot are coming out April 26th to expand on our brain food garden. And we're excited because we just got our garden certified to be a supplier of food. So
tell us what the brain food garden is. I mean, sounds like something I need.
So it's right next to the ballpark here on the property of the Veterans Home. But it's over an acre, and it's a garden that we grow for purpose. So the home members and the community come in, and they plant, and we harvest for the community. So oftentimes, if we have a homeless veteran come in, he goes through the transition program there and learns how to take care of plants. And we've got chickens called the eggplant, and our harvest and our eggs go back to the shelter, where they came from. So
That's
they're
great.
Part of the delivering process of giving back. And it also supplies, we probably have one of the best snack shacks in the valley attached to the baseball field, the best wine bar and beer bar.
I was just going to say, the wine bar has got to be incredible.
When does the season start?
We kick off April 26th, and we play in vintage uniforms, the replica of the original uniforms from the home that were in 1915.
That's great.
And we have Home Depot has a surprise. For I guess I could leak it out here, but the fire department plays against us, and they're very instrumental. As, you know, first responders and vets, there's a lot of commonality, right?
Right.
So they're here on the property as well, and always the first ones at bat. So they're going to get a surprise. They're going to get their own vintage uniforms on that
cool.
day.
Oh, man.
Cool.
Well, Jennifer, I know if anybody can get past this, certainly you can. And the folks there at the Tug McGraw Foundation. What is the best way for people to find out more information?
On our website, www.tugmcgraw.org. And if you're local and you want to come and play ball with us and plant in our garden, come on out. We welcome everybody, and you guys need to come out.
I know, we do. We absolutely do.
We love you, and we love the work you're doing, Jennifer.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for thinking of us, and you know what? We're Yountville strong, and we're gonna, as you said, the mission continues because it has to.
I love it.
Thank you so much, everybody, for all your support.
Thank you, Jennifer.
We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
This is the National Defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, how great is it to have a partner like Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation?
Oh, man, it's got to be good.
It's fantastic because they're partners with everybody that we talked to. Shannon Gerber's on back with us, the executive director of the Home Depot Foundation. Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good. And we just were talking about you with another guest because we just had on Jennifer Brewster from the Tug McGraw Foundation.
Oh, and, wow, yeah.
Yeah, and so she was telling us, you know, what – you guys are sending a team down there in April, and what kind of partners. And, you know, we just hear that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, we talk to a lot of people,
yep,
a lot of different organizations, and it seems like everyone that's doing good things for people has a partnership.
With Home Depot.
With the Foundation.
Well, we love to hear that, and we certainly love to partner with the nonprofits that are doing great work out in the community.
Well, and on top of that, now you guys have launched this new initiative, and this is so cool. And it's so, Jerry, it's so common sense, you know, these construction jobs.
This is something, I'm going to pat myself on the back here. This is something I've been saying for years.
Yeah.
I mean, we need some basic skills. We need certain things for society to function.
And so Home Depot is stepping up once again with some training for construction jobs and some skilled labor.
Skilled labor, yeah.
And it just, you know, we just had, we talked to Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs about this a couple of months ago, Shannon, and it's such a big gap. And thank you guys for stepping up and supporting that.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, the gap is large. It's the supply and demand gap for skilled trade workers across the country is about 158,000 open construction jobs.
Wow.
Today. Yeah, I mean, during the recession, many people left the trades industry and haven't returned. And as baby boomers retire from the trades and younger generations not filling those jobs, you know, we anticipate that this will continue to grow.
But yet our colleges are full.
Yeah, right.
You know, so everybody's going to college to be what, a doctor, lawyer, a computer geek?
You know, over the last couple of decades, you know, we've seen trades are defunded in schools with more focus on STEM and IT, and younger workers have grown to believe that a four-year degree is the most beneficial form of education, and a technical trade school is, you know, more of a consolation prize, which is just not true. I mean, these are highly valued, highly lucrative jobs, and we've got to overcome that perception, right?
Hey, call a plumber.
Yeah,
or someone with heating and cooling in the middle of winter on a Sunday,
right?
And
that's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things. So you graduate, you get this really nice degree that you've paid for over 4-6 years. Who's going to build your house?
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
I tried to tell my daughter, be a truck driver.
Right.
Learn air conditioning. Be an electrician.
But you know,
oh no.
Who better, though, to kind of fill those jobs than veterans? And you guys at the Home Depot Foundation have kind of put that together.
We have. Well, we're excited. We made a commitment of $50 million to train 20,000 people over the next 10 years to address the growing social issue that our country's facing with the gap of skilled trade workers.
Yeah, you know, you think about that, too. I mean, just in terms of a life. You know, you're providing a just kind of a life change for a lot of veterans, and maybe a brand new skill that they've never had before. So, I mean, it's just a life-changing situation for a lot of vets.
And maybe by learning those skills, it'd be like it used to be.
Yep.
They'll pass those skills
right.
on to
exactly.
their sons or daughters.
Yep.
That's right. It's a generational process for sure. We need to start with younger generations, and also, so we've got a gap of in the pipeline for immediate. I mean, if you think about the average age of a plumber is 56, and we don't have seasoned folks to go into those roles today, or the younger generations to backfill those generations that will be going in. So, a lot of work to be done to ensure that the pipeline has a steady flow, if you will.
Yeah.
So how does this work? How do they receive the training? Are you involved with the community colleges or trade unions?
So we have sort of three different parts to our program. The first part is our separating military program. So we are on two Army bases right now and are looking at other branches of the military to expand over the next couple of years. So they're on the military base specifically for this program. It's a 12-week program. It's a pre-apprenticeship certification, one of three recognized by the Department of Labor.
Wow.
And the course is about 75% hands-on and 25% classroom. So that's one piece of our program. We also have a separate program that we'll be rolling out next year for veterans that are either unemployed or underemployed, same type of curriculum. And then the next phase after that will be our youth program, where we will roll out a curriculum in underserved high schools in different communities around the country, sort of if you think about bringing shop class back into the high schools to help educate as an early form of education for high school students so that they can successfully work in the trades after they graduate if they so choose. So
this is a complex endeavor. It's not, you know, it sounds simple. We're going to throw $50 million at 20,000 people and train them. It's a little bit more complex with it. You're negotiating and dealing with the Pentagon, apparently.
We're working with our nonprofit partner, Home Builders Institute. They've been around for 50 years, and they work to fill the trades gap in the areas that we've been speaking about and have been doing this for a really long time, have a great track record, and It is complex, and it is, but it's very worthwhile, and we know that we can help provide career paths for people into a much-needed area to focus on for the country.
Yeah, we're talking to Shannon Gerber here in the National Defense, the executive director of the Home Depot Foundation. Here's a crazy one for you. John Ratzenberger, who used to play Cliff on Cheers, he just donated $1 million to start shop classes in, I want to say Georgia.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody kind of recognizes the need for this. And Shannon, what you were talking about with the recession is so true. And I got some friends of mine who were builders, and a lot of builders did not make it through the recession. And then they just gave up that line of work. And so kind of when the economy started coming back, you started seeing a lot of people in the remodeling industry, you know, in terms of doing their own thing. Is that kind of what you guys are noticing at Home Depot?
Well, I think what we notice is we stay in touch with our customers. And when you look at any of the folks in this field, the one thing that they say hinders their ability to grow their business is labor shortage. Mm. So there's that. And we also know that as we've been learning a lot about the gap that exists, you know, we also work closely with veterans and have learned a lot about current issues that they may face. And so we recognize that separating military men and women can struggle sometimes transitioning into civilian life.
Right.
And so we know how important employment satisfaction and purpose are part of that. And so it's a natural intersection for the Home Depot Foundation's passion for veterans and the Home Depot's expertise to launch skilled trades training to these folks.
Well, this is a great idea. So,
it's a fantastic idea.
I got to believe that your foundation has this group of people who are just really smart, who come up with these just great ideas. So how many of them do you have? How many people contribute to something like this?
Well, we have a team that have been doing a lot of listening, a lot of learning to really understand what the gap is, you know, where, how we got here, and what we need to do to be a part of it. And we see an opportunity to train the future generation of tradespeople and help create career paths for them. So we're very excited to be able to do that, to be a part of that.
So,
actually,
Shannon, do you have students that are in the program already now?
We do. We have our first students graduating later this month in March.
Wow.
And yeah, we're very excited. They're on Fort Stewart and Fort Bragg.
That's great.
We'll have a steady flow of students graduating throughout the year. So we're very excited. A couple years that we've been working on this, so it's nice to have the program launched and have students that are excited to go into the trades. They've already identified areas that they want to work in and are excited to be a part of something so important in the country.
And they should be proud. You know, I don't know where it was at the point in our country where to be in the trades was something that, you know, you weren't proud of.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be, you know, people that you were proud, you point to a place and you go, I helped build that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You work with your hands.
Right.
I'm envious of people.
Me too.
Who are skilled like that.
Yeah.
Because I wish I was. You know?
It's, you know, to have that skill, it just never leaves you. And Shannon, what has been the feedback of some of these students that are getting ready to graduate?
It's been very positive. I mean, we, as I said, have the first round graduating, and there are folks that are going into all a variety of different trades, and they're looking forward to being a part of something so important and being a part of something that is much needed in this country. You know, if you think about technology and how that's advancing, there are certain jobs that will not be displaced by technology.
Right.
And
that's
fixing
exactly.
your toilet is one of them.
That's
and,
exactly right.
You know, installing your HVAC unit, and so we know that you need humans to do this. That are skilled, very, you know, task-oriented, disciplined, and can really do the job that's needed, and they're excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, there's no toilet repair app that you can...
exactly. Yeah.
I'd like to see that if there is.
Hey, Shannon, how do people get more information about this program and get involved?
They can definitely go on our Built From Scratch website, on Home Depot's corporate website. And really, it's a program where we are working with the different military branches and different veteran organizations and schools across the country. So it's not an application-based program, but, you know, stay tuned to see all the great work that is getting done through our partners and other folks that are contributing. I mean, filling these highly skilled jobs is essential to the future of our country, and we're just excited to be a part of the solution that'll put tradespeople into the pipeline while also serving our separate military and veteran community for years to come.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
On something, man, that's spectacular.
And it's got to make you feel great, Shannon, to be a part of something like this that, you know, years and years down the road, you can look back and say, I mean, $50 million to train 20,000 skilled tradespeople.
I can't even do the math there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just it's an outstanding effort by Home Depot.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We're happy to be a part of it.
Well, thank you so much, Shannon. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to a quarter of a billion. For From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Home is not just something you can see or touch. Home is a feeling. It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there. Whether it's at your house or your business, we help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home. Wherever you are.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother, Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you! Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
50 years ago,
we built up to this war for some time.
When their country was coming apart.
The political climate was just absolutely crazy.
They stuck together.
You just really wanted to do what you could, help win the war and get out of there.
And served a country.
I did a lot of growing up in that 4 years.
That wanted to forget them.
When we become engaged in these wars that are political, we did not learn the lesson of Vietnam.
The time has come.
Today that hurts, because I did lose a couple of friends.
To remember.
You know, war's not easy, war's not kind. You know, it hurts a lot of people.
Remembering Vietnam, a National Archives 50th Anniversary exhibit and initiative. Learn more at archivesfoundation.org.
It's a tough experience.
We're standing guard with the truth, the national defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. I'm Randy Miller, and it's time for Eye Insights with VSP, VSP Vision Care, one of our great partners here on the program. And Dr. Daniel Mannon is back with us. Dr. Mannon, how are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
You know, an eye exam is something that maybe is not top of mind to a lot of people. Why is it important for people to have a regular eye exam?
Well, first of all, you know, it's a great way to get a glimpse into your overall health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the eyes are the window to your general health, and so an awful lot of information is gained besides just clarity of vision, visual efficiency, eye coordination, comfort, and then all of the health-related issues that even can give indications regarding diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure.
Yeah, you know, I was just amazed at the amount of things that can be detected early on with an eye exam. And, you know, with the technology, you know, you think about your career, Dr. Manin. You've been in private practice for over 30 years. Think about where the technology started and where it is now in optometry, huh?
Well, it certainly has changed an awful lot. It's changed an awful lot in our ability to diagnose, but also our ability to for early intervention and to apply the findings that we have to the specific problems that a person might have.
So now I just had my first eye exam in a couple of years this week. How often should you do that to get that? And what is a comprehensive eye exam as opposed to just a regular eye exam?
Okay, well, those are kind of two questions, and I'll take them in order here.
Okay.
first of all, the typical recommendation for a comprehensive exam, it really is once a year. Now, that's could be a little bit different depending on the particular problems that a person has, but that's especially important for at-risk individuals, people who have, again, diabetes or high blood pressure, people who have been diagnosed with glaucoma or macular degeneration. But I think also we should include in the at-risk category contact lens wearers and athletes who are concerned about their eye coordination, students who are in the learning environment, or people with highly demanding jobs. Hmm. And I would specifically call out those who run computers all day because There's an awful lot of strain and stress on the eyes with computer use. So all of those things are great reasons to make sure that you have regular comprehensive exams.
Yeah, you know, and when you let that go, there's so many things that can develop. Why do you think some people don't get the eye exams as frequently as they should?
Well, I think there's oftentimes a lack of obvious signs or symptoms. And sometimes we have problems that we just don't relate necessarily to the eyes. We don't get the direct connection. If you think about a toothache or you have a cavity and you got a sore tooth, there's no question about it. You know where the problem is at, you're reminded about it, and you're going to go see the dentist. In the eye care world, eye problems tend to be much more subtle and not quite as obvious, and I think that's sometimes why they're overlooked. And we do have some really great news. Certain retired members of the uniformed services and their families, as well as most of the family members of active duty servicemen and women, are going to be offered vision care in January of 2019.
Wow.
And that's quite a ways away, but yet if you want to kind of get primed and ready to go, you can go to tricare.benefeds.com and get some more information, and we're looking forward to seeing many of those folks in our offices.
That's tricare.benefeds.com, BENEFEDS.com. You know, you talked about diabetes, too. Next week on this program, we'll talk about Diabetes Alert Day and another Eye Insights with VSP. Dr. Manin, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million,
not just something you can
doing
see,
more for
touch.
Veterans. Do it. Gratitude.
Home.
The Home
is a feel.
More saving. More do.
It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there. Whether it's at your house or your business, we help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home. Wherever you are.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.